This morning I was preaching, and afterwards I felt so incredibly tired. I was like, God, what's happening? Like sometimes when you, like some of you know, like if you're in the flesh, then it's really tiring. But sometimes God also uses you in the spirit, but there's a breakthrough that needs to happen. And just before that breakthrough happens, there's almost like you lose energy just in the natural. And I sense that's what God was saying. Like there's something that needs to break in the spirit. And I know that I'm the pastor of this congregation. I need to go head first into this. And I know there's so many of guys willing to follow me. And I just want to honor Henry also. So there were two people on stage tonight, but there were actually five people on stage. Did you guys also experience that? Like Henry and Tracy and just a couple of angels. But because they gave their everything. They gave whatever they had, they gave it so that God can use and multiply it. And just before the service, Henry said, "Yeah, guys, I'm just so tired." But when he walked onto that stage, it was a new person. It was a different guy, and he pushed us through. And I sense that God's saying that so many of us, we need to learn that skill. We shouldn't stop short. Whenever we feel resistance, that's actually a good thing. When you go to the gym and you don't feel any resistance, you're not going to grow your muscles. You're not going to look like James in the end, or like Leon. Hey, Leon. Leon got engaged, so we need to tease him. Okay, and we're going to send him at the end of the service because he is going to Michael House to turn the world upside down. And coincidentally, that's also the title of my sermon. It doesn't want to go. Okay, we have technical problems. Okay, so we are doing this. The church left the building. Why? Why is it important for the church to actually leave the building and not stay here? Create disciples. We are not a building. Although you look like a building, eh? The way that you... And he's also engaged. Jakub, people are just getting engaged in this church. It's crazy. Babies, engagements. Who wants to be next? Okay. Yeah, I can claim that. So, and then we thought of using just the acronym of EXIT because people, they it's easy to remember. The E stands for? You need to encounter God. There's an encounter that needs to happen. If you're going to go out of this place without really having something to give, without the encounter with God, you have nothing to give. You're not going to change the world. The world's going to change you. And then the cross, it's so beautifully done. It's actually a cross. It's not an X, but it's a message that we carry. Yes, we need to communicate that message. Some of you are so afraid of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you need to go back into the Word. You need to say, God, show me the power of the gospel. And then you need to go out, find the first person that you meet and say, hey, can I tell you some good news? Because that's actually what the gospel means, good news. There's so much negative news. The newspapers are actually doing us a favor by actually just delivering all these bad news. Because they're saying, hey, wait for the good news. So if you arrive and you say, hey, I have the good news, people are going to listen. And then the high was identity. Some people got baptized, identify with Jesus' death, but also with his resurrection. And then the T stands for turning the world upside down. So Acts 17, verse 6, there's a story of these disciples going out into, well, the whole Acts basically is the story of normal, simple people being filled with the Holy Spirit, having an encounter, having a message, being deep and embedded in the identity of Jesus Christ, and they just change the world. And then these guys are brought in front of the court, and they are accused of doing this. These men who have turned the world upside down have come here also. Imagine that. Imagine Leon goes to Michael House, and a month after he arrives, people are like, hey, the Lion of George has come here. the guy who turned George upside down has also arrived at Michael House. But that's who we are. If you are a Christian, and if God has touched your life, and if God changed your life, you can't but help changing your environment. Somebody said that Jesus is bigger than a train. What's going to happen if you stand in front of a train? He's going to hit you, and you're going to be different. You're going to change. So if Jesus, the God of the universe, if he connects with you, what's going to happen? You're going to change. And if you didn't change, then you need to come back and say, God, I need that change in my life. So who of you can do a handstand here? Can anyone do a handstand then? Jacques, jy probeer jy, gaan jy vir nou? Kan jy? Yes. Ek het eindelijk gepraat van Jacques Senior, maar gesien. James, wil jy nie gauw? Nee, jy hoef nie handstand doen, jy moet hom net vang. Okay, so doen een handstand dat hy jou voete vang. Kan jy stap so? Okay, net laat jou six-pack wees, he? Okay, kyk gaan na die gemeente, kan jy draai, Jacques, just... Okay, so tell me what you see, wat sien jy?
Allemaal is onderste boe.
Okay, that's the right answer. Thank you, Jock. Okay, being awesome. Being Christian is actually like what Jock was showing us. You are upside down in this world. And the moment you allow the Holy Spirit to move through you, you will also turn the world upside down. It's like that joke about Chuck Norris. They say he doesn't do push-ups, he bench presses the earth. So it's a matter of perspective. So some people, the moment you get saved, and some of you, especially guys over here, you have experienced this. Like the moment you get saved, you walk into a room, people go like, you have changed. You are upside down. There's a guy in our church, he got radically saved, Johan Blumenthal. He came from a camp. The moment he walked into his house, his son came to him and said, hey, Dad, you are not the same person. Why? Because his life was turned upside down. So we want to move from just our lives as individuals being blessed to a place where we can bless our environment. We just bless everybody that meets us. The moment you walk out of this door, you're like, man, I need to get somebody. Where is the most broken person? I need to show him how much God loves him. I need to show him how much God has given me. And I just want to share it. I want to lavish him with God's love. And in order to do that, we need to follow the example of Jesus. So I want you to turn to Philippians 2 from verse 5. One of my favorite chapters in the Bible. I know, I think I say that of almost every chapter in the Bible. Just so much good stuff. And a great thing that we're starting in this church is to bring your Bible to church if you've... It's a new thing, like not your cell phone, your Bible. Okay. Listen to this. So Jesus came into the world. He was God, but then he came as a slave. That is upside down. He was king, but he served. So this is the attitude Paul writes, and he says, this is the attitude of Christ. Have this mind among yourself, Philippians 2 verse 5. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed him on the name that is above every name. Verse 10, so at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. So it tells the story of Jesus, our King, the one that we need to model. It says that he lived upside down. He walked on his hands, if you want to use that metaphor, for his whole life. He was obedient to the point of death because he knew he had to serve this generation. Yes, a few acknowledged that he was Lord and a few saw the miracles, but many of them did not acknowledge that he was the King and that he was God. But he counted it nothing because he knew by the end of his life here on earth, he would reconcile the people that he so loved to a loving Father, and that was worth the sacrifice. So if we want to change the world upside down, we need to have the mind of Christ. That means we need to be able to follow him to this point of death. You need to die to yourself. And when you die to yourself, that's what we preached on last week, is that you will be raised with him. And that means that you will walk in the power, not of Armour, Kennedy, or Leon Roots, or Lizette Ace, but in the power of Jesus Christ. But you will walk upside down, and the moment you connect with people in this world, they will be turned upside down. And then we'll create this movement of people getting upside down. Eventually, the world will turn upside down, and eventually, the world will get to the point where it says that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Every tongue will confess. Every knee will bow. Every knee. Every knee. The greatest atheist. Every knee. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess. And we can lead them there if we follow the example of Jesus. There's a song of Mr. Edwards that I want to quote to you. And she's singing, I'm in love with a king who became a slave. I'm in love with a God who is humble. There's no other religion that has a God that is humble. There's no other religion that has a God that came down and met people where they're at. There's no other religion that has a Jesus that's willing to become a servant so that he can save all. No other religion. You got to go down if you want to go up. So we need to follow this. If you want to see success in this life, you need to go down. You need to go down into the grave with Jesus so that you can be raised with Jesus. You got to go lower if you want to go higher and higher. You got to hide and do it in secret if you want to be seen by God. It is the inside, outside, upside down kingdom. That is the value system of the kingdom. Of a king that served. All of you that know Jesus, we need to represent that. We don't sit at the head of the table, we serve. We don't play, we're the victim of our circumstances. No, we take and we intercede, and we blow up the place with prayer. Like, no, God, this is not going to happen on my watch. I'm going to see people wasting their lives away. I'm not going to take that, not on my watch. And you have that ability to serve. Oh, God, I'm tired. God, I don't know if, I don't want to, my flesh is so strong. You say, flesh, die. Jesus, in the name of Jesus, die. Because that's where the adventure lies with Jesus. Not with yourself. I'm a pretty boring person, but when I'm with Jesus, I like myself. And my wife also likes me when I'm with Jesus. Everybody likes me when I'm when I'm with Jesus. But it's not me. I'm pretty useless. But in Jesus, I'm really powerful. Because when I face trouble, when I face persecution, when I face difficult circumstances, or even when I face demons, and I've told you some of my stories, like people that's manifesting demons. I know that I can't drive out the demon. I can't heal the person in front of me. But when the Holy Spirit moves through me, He can do it. So I just become less so that He can become more. And I'm not the perfect example, but Jesus is. And I'm willing to say, like Paul told his congregation, that follow me as I follow Jesus. I'm willing to say that. Because I know that in a way, I've started to do this, be an upside down kingdom in myself. One of the things that Cornell and I like is to create an environment in our house. It's never that clean. It's never that tidy. It's never, it's upside down even in neatness. But that people, they would walk in there and they will go like, yes, this is so different. I've never seen this. This is so different. What are you guys doing? What are you believing? Why are you doing this? How did you get to this place? Why is there so much love? I want people to look at the way that I love my kids, and they must go like, never seen that. Or maybe I've seen it a couple of times, but wow, that is upside down. And by the grace of God, we will be that family. And by the grace of God, you can also say that. Leon and Greta, they're getting married. They can say that. And I'm going to walk into their house and I'm going to like, wow, this is even more different. It's even more upside down. They a better example than we were. Why? Because my ceiling is their floor. It's the last scripture. And then we're gonna pray, because the Holy Spirit is so in this place tonight. He's going to touch people tonight, and He's already done that. Acts 4, verse 29 to 35. So here again, two guys, Peter and John, they get to this lame man. He's sitting there, and Enrico is a big man. So he's a layman. He's sitting there, and Peter and John's like, hey, sorry, was it the broekies for you? No extra KFC. But what we have is this. In the name of Jesus, stand up and walk. Enrico, he stands up, and he starts walking. And the people around him is like, well, that's amazing. And the more this news spread, the more people are like, wow, that's amazing. But then there's also the other side. There are people in this world that don't like it when good things happen to lame people. They don't like it when you are upside down, because you frustrate them. You irritate them because you are so blessed. There's such a blessing in your life that they hate it. And it's not because they are evil. It's because they are so used to the way that everything happens. They're so indoctrinated by this world. So, and then they get dragged before the Jewish council at that stage, and they are accused of lots of stuff, and Peter and John's like, this is so weird. We just prayed for somebody, and somebody is walking, and you're accusing us of that. And you will find that. If I don't tell you that you will suffer persecution if you follow Jesus, and if you have an upside-down lifestyle, you will suffer persecution. You will. People will tell you to your face, you're an idiot, you're weird, you're too radical, get balance in your life, blah, 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 blah. Don't listen to them. Just listen to the Father. Don't be arrogant. Serve. Be full of humility. But you will face that. So, back to the story. So in 29, verse 29, they've gathered now their friend is like, dude, this is so weird. Jesus raised or gets a lame guy to walk, and now people are just angry at us. What are we going to do? And they get to this point where they pray this prayer. And they say, and now, Lord, look upon their threats and grant your servants to continue to speak your word with all boldness while you stretch out your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are performed through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. Like, God, we know that this actually got us into trouble. This Holy Spirit thing. This following Jesus thing. But we want more of that because we can see you are in this. This is what the world needs. The world doesn't need better coffee at the church. They need the power of God, the love of God, and just the truth of the word to change their lives. That's what we need in this world. So look at the outflow, the fruits of this prayer. Now the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul. So there was unity. And no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common. And with great power, the apostles were giving their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as were owners of lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold and laid it at the apostles' feet. And it was distributed to each as any had need. So it says no one had any need in this community. Imagine that. No one had any need. That's where we can get to if we truly understand the fullness of what God has for us. The upside down kingdom. I'm not saying sell everything you have and bring it to my feet so that I can hand it out. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that there's a new value system that we need to tap in. It starts by following Jesus, but also allowing the Holy Spirit to change you in a powerful way so that you are so transformed, you can't but help changing your environment. It just comes naturally. Who of you want to do that? And some of you are already doing it. I love this church, and I love the people in this church. They're already changing everything. In a good way. It's not always, don't change stuff just because you want to change stuff. Don't go like, I am the king, I'm the captain of this ship, and I'm just going to change everything. Mommy, you need to get saved. That's not what God says you must do. God's saying, in humility, you're going to serve them. In humility, you're going to pray for them. And when there's an opportunity, you're going to lay hands on them and you're going to trust that God flood their hearts with love. Okay, let's stand. Okay, so in Acts 4, it's the second time they've asked for just the Holy Spirit. In Acts 2, it happens that they ask for the Holy Spirit and there's a powerful outpouring. And then they come together and there's another powerful outpouring. And then because of that, the Spirit of God represents Jesus. So when you have the Spirit of God in you, you have the value system of Jesus. And that is upside down. So the Spirit-led person is like, oh, God's telling me to serve you. Oh, God's telling me to serve my world. But he's not only giving you a value system, but he's also enabling you with grace to do exactly that. I know that from George, God's going to change nations. I know this. And I know some of you also know it. I know that there are people in this room that's going to be sent out as missionaries into the world. I know that. There's already a couple of them going. And you think it's just a job opportunity. No, it's not a job opportunity. You are being sent